and sisters, American Gladiators is more exciting than ever.
That's right, Hulk. Tonight, the final eight becomes the final six. It's the semifinals.
Tonight, the competition moves to the next level. We started with 24 ordinary men and women who have fought, climbed, and clawed their way through the first round. Some were taken down by the awesome Gladiators, while others simply succumbed to the dreaded Eliminator. Eight contenders have survived and tasted victory. And they're all one step closer to $100,000.
That's what I'm talking about!
And the chance to become the next American Gladiator.
Viking power, let's go!
But the competition promises to get a lot tougher. And the Gladiators are ready to bring the hurt. Tonight, youth counselor versus gymnastics coach.
I'm going to those finals.
And firefighter versus sales clerk.
Oh my gosh!
There's more action than ever as the contenders take on five events and the Eliminator in hopes of making it to the finals and walking away with the title of American Gladiator.
Yeah! Final eight, it's go time.
This is the moment of truth. Are you guys ready to take on these American Gladiators? The competition begins now.
We come back. It's the semifinals. Gladiator Arena overflowing with anticipation for the semifinals. Let's meet our female contenders. Tonight's semifinalists include two amazing women. First, youth counselor Shanae Norvell has turned the challenges of her childhood into drive and determination.
For me as a kid, I was a pipsqueak. I was tiny, and I felt like if I can overcome my insecurities with weights, I can help other kids do that too.
Not only is Shanae a great athlete, she's also a positive role model for people of all ages.
To know that I have a chance to win and not only change my own lives, but the lives of all the kids and adults that I work with, that's so motivating.
I just want kids that see me to see that when you go up against what looks like giants, you can still prevail.
On her American Gladiator journey, Shanae's parents were both on hand for her first round victory.
I grew up with my mom. My parents came together just to see me. So to see this happen is just like a dream come true.
But swinging in to interrupt Shanae's party is gymnastics coach CM Silva, for whom Gladiators is also a family affair.
My mom is my biggest inspiration.
If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here today, and I'm just so thankful for everything you've done for me.
She was a single mother for so long, and she taught me that if you push hard enough, you're going to succeed.
Not too long ago, I was about 50 pounds heavier than I am today, but I worked really, really hard to get the weight off. I'm going to show everyone what you can do when you get fit and healthy. Woo!
Amazingly enough, both Shanae and CN posted identical Eliminator times of 2:22 and are entering the semis evenly matched.
I'm here to win this game, and I'm going to kick some ass.
One thing's for sure, neither one of these battle-hardened contenders is willing to settle for second best.
We're both great athletes, but I'm going for blood.
It's going to be a fight to the finish, and it begins right now on Hit and Run.
Okay, Gladiator Maniacs. I'm standing here with Shanae and CN, two tough customers. Who's going to win this thing, guys?
Well, you know what? I'm going to work really hard to make sure that it's me that wins. I really could use that $100,000.
Wow. Well, Shanae, our personal trainer, what do you think?
Every competition I take seriously for blood, I'm here to win that $100,000. I'm going to make sure I go for it all the way.
Wow. Well, do you smell blood now?
I smell blood now with those gladiators up there, and I'm going to run for it.
Well, both you guys are definitely ready. First up for you guys is hit and run. Shanae, you're at an advantage, having done this the last time, but you only scored 2 points. Are you going to do better this time, girl?
I'm absolutely going to do better. That $100,000 is dangling over that bridge, so I'm going to go through it every time.
For $100,000, you better get ready, because here you go again. Meet the four gladiators ready to knock you down into the water. First up, it's Siren.
Woo!
Then it's Crush. Next, Venom. And finally, the mighty awesome Helga.
Is the contender ready?
Ready.
Gladiators ready?
We're always ready, baby.
3, 2, 1.
You can expect the intensity to significantly increase. We're in the semifinals. These gladiators do not want any of these contenders to find any success at this level. Helga, looking to make Shanae one of her hit-and-run victims. 4 points for Shanae. Siren has her in her sights.
Hey, Crush, wait.
Shanae moving rather too cautiously across the bridge. Scores two more, but time is running out, and Crush ready to knock her off.
Get her, Venom.
Shanae has got to pick up the pace.
Keep moving. 10 seconds left.
Scrambling to get across. Has 8 points.
Go.
Seems more happy to stay dry than anything else. We'll see if 8 points holds up.
Well, Shanae, that was a wild run up there. You had 8 big points on that run, but you were doing the four-legged crab, the four-legged dog. You were all over the place. What was up with the style?
All I saw was $100,000, and I was not going to stop.
Helga will shake that one off and get ready to unload on CN.
Okay, CN, this is your first time up there. Shanae got 8 big points. Are you ready for this? How are you going to pull this off?
Well, I'm actually going to need some support from all the crowd tonight to cheer me up.
All right, well, let's hear it for CN. Let's hear it, guys.
Let's go, Gladiators!
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiators ready?
Ready!
Yeah. Going down.
3, 2, 1.
CN's first time ever in this hit-and-run competition. She, too, moving with lots of caution. The contenders so focused when the gladiators release the balls, but sometimes they can forget about the comebackers. Like there. Crush really wants to knock this contender in the water. 6 points, though, for CN. Needs to keep moving if she wants to beat the clock and match Shanae's 8-point total. Got it. One last attempt for Siren. And the horn sounds to the disappointment of Crush and the rest of the gladiators. The gladiators threw everything they had, but CN survived to stay even with Shanae.
CN, that was 8 big points up there. You look like a pro. That's your first time. You did great.
That felt great. I'll tell you what. This, as a contestant, is a lot harder of a job than these guys have got. So it was tough. But you know what? You guys did great.
Helga not impressed. But Shanae and CN are impressive with 8-point totals, tied after one event.
Boy, I was a little nervous. But once I got up there, I let the nerves go and just went for it. And it paid off. It paid off. So I'm glad. One down.
Now let's meet our two male contenders and see how they made it to the final 8. The semifinals get underway with two fierce and evenly matched contenders, a young sales clerk, Evan Dollard, is competing in honor of his late mother.
She was an incredible person, an absolutely incredible person, a wonderful mom.
An intense competitor, Evan learned to tackle life, living it to its fullest.
My mom, if she was here right now, obviously I would embrace her, tell her, I love you and I'm doing this for you.
He shocked the Gladiator Arena with his performances.
Evan, you are the king, brother!
Nothing could knock Evan off target. On fire from the beginning.
And I'm ready to go. I'm ready to take on anything.
Fast, furious, and backed by the love and support of his family.
My two biggest supporters have been obviously my dad and my brother.
He fought to the end, setting a record on the Eliminator and promising even bigger and better things in the semis. Evan is on a mission to win for his family and become the next American Gladiator. He'll have his hands full with firefighter Anthony Abetamarco.
I'm the dude for the boys at Vinegar Hill, my firehouse up in Harlem, and all the guys on the job back home in New York City.
With the added incentive of doing it for his firehouse and in honor of fallen heroes, Anthony has the support of firefighters everywhere.
My firehouse is extremely tight. It's like a family. There's times when it is a dangerous job. It does get scary at times, and you go through that together.
A classic Brooklyn boy, Anthony grew up in a family dedicated to serving their community. His love for his firehouse and his family helped drive him to victory.
It's a personal battle. Nothing's going to stop me from winning.
Now, Anthony faces his biggest challenge of all, the semifinals. With the win tonight, he moves one step closer to the grand prize.
Probably send my parents on a vacation. My father's never been on a plane. 56 years of life, never gotten on a plane.
Evan and Anthony both fighting to survive. Who will go home and who will move on to the finals? The battle begins right now with Powerball.
And now it's time for the men. Evan and Anthony are set to continue their quest for a place in the Gladiator Finals. These guys were the two high-scoring male contenders in the preliminary round, and now they're facing off against each other. All right, who's gonna win this thing?
Oh my gosh, I tell you what, Layla, Anthony is tough as nails, I believe it. I saw him in his competition. I had the faster eliminator time, but we've been on different events up until this point. I think this is gonna be a good test of whose strength is gonna overcome and be the best to score some points and make it big. Next step to that $100,000.
Okay, what do you have anything to say?
You know what, he's the Evanator. That's his event, he's built for it. I think my best chance to beat him to get to the finals is just get a big point lead, you know? And it starts right here.
That's right, it's all about the points. Now, Anthony, I know the guys at the firehouse in Harlem have to be so excited for you right now.
Yeah, the boys back at Vinegar Hill, Engine 80, Ladder 23, they've been very supportive, Layla. You know, they're working for me, they're helping me out, and hopefully I can bring it home for them.
Well, guys, you'll be starting first on Powerball. In this event, you scramble to make goals as three gladiators attempt to take you down. Okay, now, Anthony, you've been out there before, so you know what it's like. Are you a little nervous?
Like I said earlier, you know, I'm just focused. I'm not nervous.
Well, you got 12 big points last time, so I wish you all the luck in the world. All right, are you guys ready to meet the three gladiators that are going to be looking to stomp you out?
Let's do it.
It's go time.
All right, guys. I have to say, they look like they're ready to bring the pain. How are you guys going to make sure you don't get hurt out there?
If I could give Evan any advice, I'd say run fast and try to keep your head attached to your body.
Man, that doesn't sound good. Well, anyway, I wish you guys good luck. I don't think I need to say anything else here. Are you guys ready to see this?
When we come back, the Gladiators look to step it up a notch. It's the semifinal. Welcome back to Gladiator Arena, where the men are ready to take on the Gladiators in Powerball.
Are the contenders ready?
Contenders ready!
Gladiators ready! 3, 2, 1!
Powerball is underway. Two quick points for Anthony as Toa goes flying. You can just feel how the intensity has significantly increased. It's the semifinals. Evan scores his 2 points.
Go, go right, go right, go right.
Anthony double teamed.
Ivan with the quick move, scores two more. Oh, the quickness of Anthony pays off, but he comes up grabbing his right leg.
Go right, go right!
Evan taken down by Toa.
Take left.
Looks like these contenders are running out of fuel. No! Two more quick ones from Anthony. Evan gets in two more. Oh, and they settle for the outside shot. You know they're out of gas.
Go! Dig right! Go, get him!
One final attempt. Get that out of here, says Titan.
Okay, you guys, you both got 6 points each. Now, Anthony, you look like you were limping a little bit out there.
Yeah, you know what? In the last round, my good friend Toa powerbombed me off the top of the pyramid. Twisted my knee up a little bit, so I think it hurt my lateral quickness, but you know, that's part of the game, playing with pain, so.
Okay, so after Powerball, we're tied up at 6 points each. Let's hear it for Anthony and Evan! They made out alive.
Yes, they did, Layla, and we're all very happy about it. Just like the ladies, the boys are tied up after one event, but still four events to go before they take on the Eliminator. Now it's time to head over to the other side of the arena. Hang tough.
Now it's time to hang tough. Contenders try to work their way across all the rings before a gladiator rips them down and sends them to the freezing waters below. First up for the women is Cien. Cien, the last time you were out here, you crushed this hang tough. You scored a maximum of 10 points. But is lightning going to strike twice?
Well, I'm looking forward for another one of 10 points again. I'm very excited.
Well, let's hope you can do it, because here to sink your hopes is Siren.
Ripped and ready. This will be Siren's first time on Hang Tough. I wouldn't want to be going up against her.
Is the contender ready?
Ready!
Gladiator ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
Don't forget, Cien's a former gymnast, so she should know her way around the rings, but Siren is quick to the contender. Oh, look out! Good for Cien, she breaks free. Siren is not going away. She's hanging, but is she tough enough? No!
Cien, you were on a roll up there. You were swinging like a gorilla chasing a stalk of bananas up there. I thought you were going to get by her. The Siren wrapped her legs around you, and it looked like an orangutan pulling down a little teeny squirrel monkey. What happened up there?
Well, I'll tell you what. I took one wrong swing, and it's a little bit difficult to hold on to those bars if you got all that weight wrapped around your waist.
Siren wrapped her legs around Cien, and it was just a matter of time before she dropped anchor.
Shanae, you squared off against Fury the last time on Hang Tough, and you scored 10 big points. How do you think you're going to do against Siren?
I'm going to take that same energy, and I'm going to blast right past her again.
Here's the move Shanae used last time against Fury. Up, over, and around for 10 big points. Can she do it again against Siren?
The contender ready.
Ready.
Gladiator ready.
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
And I tell you, Siren looked tough against Cien. Let's see what Shanae can do with this gladiator. Looks like Shanae is going to try the move she used against Fury. Oh, but Siren will have none of it. Whoa! Going for a shoulder ride! Haven't seen that move. Look out!
Another one bites the dust!
Byron wraps Shanae with her powerful legs for her second scissor hold takedown of the night. In the end, you either hang tough or go swimming.
Shanae, that was crazy. That was awesome. I couldn't believe if you were going for a piggyback ride in the sky or if that was Superfly Snuka coming off the top of the cage. What was it like out there?
It was insane. My hat is off to Siren. I tried to just keep her legs separated at first, and she got stronger and stronger. And I know I went down with the fight, so I'm pleased with myself.
Siren shuts down both ladies to keep the score tied at 8. 3 events to go before the eliminator. When we come back, the men try to hang tough against a beast. We're back at Hang Tough, where Evan's family is about to find out if Evan has what it takes.
Now it's time for the men to hang tough. First to hit the rings is Evan. Evan, this is another brand new event for you. With no experience, you think you'd be able to go the distance up there?
I'm gonna rock it, I'm ready to go.
Well, brother, it's trial by fire for you tonight because you're gonna have to fight your way through the wolf's den.
Oh! Harry, scary and wild, Wolf looks to claim his fourth victim in Hang Tough.
What do you think about the wolf, Evan?
I whooped his butt in the wall. He took me to school on the pyramid. We'll see what happens in this one.
The only reason he beat me on the wall was he had a head start. And this time, you've got to come to me, and I'm coming through you.
Oh, my gosh.
Is the contender ready?
Contender's ready.
Gladiator ready?
Ready.
3, 2, 1.
Speed has worked very well for Evan, and it looks like he's trying to be very aggressive on these rings of Hang Tough. Wolf just seems to be eyeballing his prey. Evan reverses course. Swinging around on the other side, he's got momentum working in his favor. He's got a chance. He's there for 10 points. And a big bear hug from Wolf.
Yes. That was good, dude. Oh, my word.
Yo, Evan, brother. I got one thing to say. It sounds like Evan Mania is running wild in this place, brother.
I was scared out of my head, dude. Like, Wolf was coming at me. Every move I made, he was matching me. So I had to, like, pick another ring, choose another route, because he was on me, man. It was fear that got me across. It was fear that allowed me to finish and get those 10 big points.
Okay, Anthony's up next for the guys. Evan just scored a huge 10 points and tore this arena down, brother. You scored 10 points in the preliminary round. Can you do it again?
We'll see. I know dogs don't like to go swimming, so.
Well, Anthony, let me tell you something, my brother. You're going to need more than luck because as you look across Hang Tough, there's foam coming off his fangs. How about it, Wolf?
You know, the first guy got by me because he moved like a scared rabbit. When I get done with you, you ain't going to be moving.
All right, guys, this is going to be interesting. May the best man win.
Is the contender ready?
Ready, Al.
Gladiator ready?
Yeah!
3, 2, 1.
Anthony knows he has a very angry wolf on his hands. Wolf just immediately going after the firefighter from New York City. Anthony, oh, he might be able to swing by. Look out. He avoids the claw of the wolf. Anthony's got a chance. Oh, Anthony got stuck. Looks like both men have lost their momentum. Both men look exhausted. Anthony is not advancing. Looks like he's just trying to hang tough for the duration. Can he hang on and pick up 5 points? Yes, that works for Anthony. Wolf goes for a swim, as does the contender. Evan with the 5-point lead after 2 events. Those points important because the lead will translate to a head start in the eliminator.
You know, we got the joust coming up, so, you know, Evan's got, you know, all-American, non-threatening good looks. You know, it doesn't seem like he's been hitting the head too many times. Me, on the other hand, you know, I know it's hard for people at home to believe with these Brad Pitt good looks. I have been punched in the face several times throughout my life, and it's no thing. So hopefully I can get 10 in that one, and he can get 0, and maybe I can close the gap and maybe go ahead.
Back to the ladies, where they get ready to run gauntlet.
The next event for the ladies is the gauntlet. 10 points for the contender who can bust through the wall at the finish line. But first, they'll need to fight their way past our gladiators. Now, Cien, the first time you faced the gauntlet, you got 10 big points. How do you think you're going to do out there today now that you have that experience?
Well, I'll tell you what. I've had a lot of knockdowns through my life, and I don't know how to give up. But it's going to be a lot easier when I get the crowd cheering for me.
Yes, crowd support definitely helps. Now, look, I like your confidence, but let's see how you feel once you see the gladiators that are going to be coming at you, girl.
Time, and I'm sure she's going to work real hard to make it difficult again. But I'll tell you what, these girls are going to have to bring it on.
That's what I like to hear. I wish I could have your back, but I can't because I'm the host. So go on and do your thing. Let's hear it for Cien!
Now it's Crush. Whoa, that was quick. Good job by Cien. Struggling to get past Venom. Now Big Helga putting the lean on Cien. But she spins out of it. Busts from the wall of a time to spare. Cien picks up 10 points.
Come here, girl. You are unbelievable. Cien, you never cease to amaze me. You blew through those gladiators like they're a bunch of Barbie dolls. You are unbelievable. That is 10 big points. You're barely even huffing and puffing.
You know what? I'll tell you what. Those girls are tough. It is so much more difficult than it looks. They're tough. Good job, ladies. Nice job.
Every event you do, you compete, you attack, you finish, and you just mow the competition down. What's going on in that ticker of yours?
I do not know how to give up. That's all it is.
Venom looking to take a bite out of Shanae.
Okay, Shanae, you and Cien have a great battle going on right now, okay? You're real close. Now, if you want to stay close, you need to get another 10 out there. You think you can do it?
I think I can do it. I was blessed to get here, and I'm going to use those prayers and push right through.
That's right. Remember, this is a competition. You guys are not friends, all right? You want to win this thing, right?
That's right. I want to win. I came here to win. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Well, you heard that. All right, good luck. We're going to catch up with you at the end, all right? Hulk will be waiting for you.
Gladiator Arena, where Siren and the rest of the crew ready to put Shanae through the gauntlet.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator's ready! 3, 2, 1!
Oh, big hit by Siren. But Shanae fights through for her first two. Whoa, just driving Thresh backwards. Impressive by Shanae. Knocks Venom aside. Uh-oh, look out. It's Big Helga. Oh, that's gotta hurt. But Shanae back to her feet. Plenty of time. And scores 10.
It's close. We almost had it.
Unbelievable, Shanae. 10 points to stay neck and neck with CN. You guys are double tough. I just can't figure out what makes you women tick. What's going on?
I just have been trained by my mother, my father. You pray for what you want. Those blessings come. It might not be easy, but you do not give up.
It's not the finest feeling to be set on by Helga, but when you have that will, you can bust through, and it doesn't matter about the size.
So we're tied at 18, with two more events to go until the Eliminator. The stage is set for the men to go toe-to-toe in Joust.
Up next for the men, Joust. It's 10 big points to the contender if they can knock the gladiator off the platform and into the water below. First up for the men, Evan. Evan! You're sky high again, brother. The last time you were on Hang Tough, you scored 10 big points, and I know you're feeling pumped after that. But are you ready for Joust, brother?
This guy, he's freaking chiseled out of granite. You know what I'm saying? I got my work cut out for me, but I'm ready to give it all my, everything I got, bring him down, and I don't feel like going for a swim today.
Well, brother, that gladiator up there looks like Mount Rushmore because you're facing Titan.
Here we go.
If you easily frighten, beware of Titan.
Yo, Titan, one of your legs is as big as his whole body. What are you gonna do with him up there?
What are these legs?
Well, I guess I'm gonna hold solid and knock him silly.
Well, Evan, that's a lot of gladiator up there, brother. Good luck. Let's hear it for Evan.
Southpaw, brother?
Yeah.
Is the contender ready?
Contender's ready.
Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Whoa, man overboard in less than 2 seconds.
There can only be one!
Tight, not only tough, but tricky. Watch here as he sets up Lefty and then jumps the other way to knock Evan into the H2O.
Come on, Evan, come on up, brother. You might have got up the wall fast, but you sure got knocked off Joust pretty quick, brother. Don't you realize this is the gladiator arena? You gotta stand tough toe-to-toe. When you bow down before any gladiator and drop to a knee, you're toast, brother.
Absolutely, man. He totally faked me out up there. I don't know that it made much of a difference, but he was lining up southpaw on me like he was left-handed. Jumped, switched the legs, threw a hard one at me, threw to right. I was up and over, man. I don't even know what happened.
Titan, when I saw you take the sacrificial lamb and dunk him into the water, I felt like I was in the Colosseum in Rome and Caesar gave us the thumbs down. What was up there, man?
Hulk, they bring me in. This is my event. This is my house, my game. Got to do it. Got to represent.
Without a doubt, in the arena, Titan rules. Okay, Gladiator Maniacs, this is Anthony's first time on the Joust platform. Yo, Anthony, Evan just got fed to the lion, man. What are you gonna do when the big claws, the big teeth, and the big legs of Titan come at you, brother?
Well, you know what, Hulk? Titan is by far the handsomest gladiator in the gladiator arena. And it really is gonna pain me to hit him in the face, but I have to do what I have to do.
Let's see if Anthony can last longer than 2 seconds. Yes. Damn. Not over that much longer. Hey, it was four times better. Titan's house, Titan's joust, as he goes two for two and the fireman gets doused.
Come on up, Anthony. You know, brother, you lasted 8 seconds up there, and if you were riding a bull, that'd be a great ride, but you were trying to get it on with Titan. I know you said he was the best-looking gladiator in the arena, but I think he let you know in record time that you weren't his type, brother.
Hey, you know what, Hulk? He's a good-looking guy, but he hits hard. So I take my helmet off to him, and it was cool just to be up there with him and go toe-to-toe.
Well, guys, I think at the end of this round of joust, we could all agree that Titan is living in the house that Titan built, the Gladiator Arena. Let's hear it for Titan Mania!
No points for either contender in joust, so Evan maintains his 5-point lead. Hey, look at that. Titan paying a visit to his fans after his two big victories. Looks like he's going to have great seats to check out Cien and Shanae in joust.
Now it's time for the ladies to slug it out with joust. First up on that platform, it's Shanae. Shanae, it's your first time up there holding a pugil stick. Are you ready to get busy with that thing?
I'm ready to get busy, Hulk. No other way to do it but to do it hardcore.
Whoa. Talk about hardcore. Nobody is more hardcore up there than the awesome Crush.
She won't hurt you. She'll crush you. Will Shanae be the first to knock Crush off her perch in joust?
Is the contender ready?
Back in Gladiator Arena where Shanae is about to get crushed in joust.
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh. Shanae already down. Crush, too strong. But can Shanae just hang in there for the full 30? She does and picks up 5 points. Taking a look at the replay, somehow Shanae able to withstand the barrage from Crush. Now let's see how Cien does. These two have met before. In the last round, Cien battered until she could no longer take it. Can Cien do better this time?
Is the contender ready? Gladiator ready? 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Cien immediately knocked off balance. Talk about a beatdown. Don't. Can't do that.
That's a disqualification. You leaned over on the other platform. Contender's out.
Not only did Cien suffer another beating at the hands of Crush, but she's automatically disqualified when she leans on the platform.
Cien, you were fighting so hard up there until you fell onto Crush's platform. What happened up there?
I was swinging my hardest, and I guess I lost my balance. But I'll tell you, if there's anybody I'm going to lose to, it's Crush. She's the toughest gladiator here.
With those 5 points from Shanae, she now takes the lead with one event to go before the eliminator.
The tough part about it is I would have rather lost by getting knocked in as opposed to being disqualified. I'm a little upset with myself because of that. I know I can take her hits even though they're hard, and I was really hoping to stay on for a whole nother reason. and not go into the water. But you know, that's the way the game plays. And I'm gonna rock it on the next one.
Over to Layla, who's with the men at the wall.
Up next, the wall. 40 feet high, a long way down, and it's worth 10 points to the first contender to get to the top. Now, Evan, last time you faced the wall, you blew everyone away by how fast you got to the top. You think you can do it again?
You know, I would love to go up there and do the same exact thing, maybe even do it a little bit faster this time. But the expectation is really high. I got to match it with bring a bunch of energy, a bunch of strength, and just, you know, shoot up that wall as fast as I can.
You look like you have a lot of energy to me. Now, listen, Anthony, this is your first time competing on the wall. Okay, you're going up against Evan, who's an expert. How are you going to make it come together for you tonight, man?
I don't know, Layla, this isn't my favorite event. I hear Evan's like Spider-Man. I just don't want to end up like Aquaman, if you know what I mean.
Let's hear it for these guys!
As they get ready to climb the wall, Evan will be chased down by Wolf. Oh! And Anthony will have Toa right behind him. Wolf taking a sniff of his prey. You know he wants revenge for Evan flying up that wall in the last round.
Contenders, you will go on my first whistle. Gladiators, you will go on my second whistle. Are the contenders ready?
Yes, contenders ready.
Gladiators ready? Ah! 3, 2, 1. Run!
Are released, but it looks like Evan took Wolf's advice and ran up the wall. He's flying up there. Oh, that could be a record time. Anthony still has a chance at 5 points. The fireman has 5.
I was scared. I don't even gonna lie to you.
In this subway replay,
I'm coming, Evan.
Even though the wolf was coming, Evan was just too quick to get caught on the way to 10 big points. Evan, fueled up and powered on by Subway.
All right, Anthony, that was a great job for being your first time. You got 5 points. How was it?
It was cool. You know what? I just want to dedicate that to two people. First, Captain Jim Brosey in 23 Truck. I just want to say I was paying attention during drill cap. And second, to my parents who just flew in from New York City. They're in the crowd. This is their first time in California, and I love them.
That was very sweet of you. And you are amazing, okay? I know you have experience, but darn, 20 seconds?
Oh, my gosh, it was insane. You know, I just steady and strong is what I wanted to do the whole time. Next thing you know, I was at the top. Oh, it was so amazing. But I got to bring in my love to my Aunt Susan right here. She's with me in the crowd today. I love you. I'm so glad you're here to cheer me on. It's been a great time. That climb was for you.
Well, Auntie, he just got 10 big points, okay? Let's hear it for these guys.
Evan now holds a 10-point lead, which could give him a big head start in the eliminator.
22,
Mama.
I love you, too.
You're the best. When we come back, the ladies take their turn to scale the wall. We are back at Gladiator Arena, where the ladies are ready for their final event before Eliminator.
Now it's time for the ladies to get vertical and climb the wall. All right, Shanae. So last time you made it to the top, but you still came in second place. How are you gonna come in first this time?
This time I have to make sure I have a clean start. I feel like as long as I have a strong start, I'll have a strong finish.
Sounds good, because you are going up against a great competitor in Cien. Now Cien, you got 10 points last time. You gonna do it again?
That's what I plan on. I definitely need those 10 points right now, and I don't plan on giving up, so I'm gonna get up that wall quick.
All right, let's hear it for these contenders!
It's a 40-foot climb for the ladies. SCN will be chased down by Siren, while Shanae will try to outrun Venom.
Contenders, you will go on my first whistle. Gladiators, you will go on my second whistle.
Are the contenders ready?
Ready!
Gladiators ready?
Ready!
3, 2, 1.
A 7-second head start for the contenders. There goes Venom and Siren. Oh! Venom already caught up with Shanae. My goodness. Talk about an early trip to the showers. Cien now has a chance at 10 points. But no, Siren's got her too. Grip and take a dip.
All right, unfortunately, neither of you got any points on that event. You look like you had a hard time grabbing on up there.
Yeah, she caught up to me this time, and I finished as strong as I could, and I'm ready for the eliminator.
All right. Now, you got up pretty high, but then at the last moment, Siren caught on to you and did not let go.
Yeah, she caught me once and I got away, but that second time she grabbed a hold of my leg and she was not letting go.
All right, after 5 events, Shanae has a 5-point lead, giving her a 2.5-second head start over CN in the eliminator, which will determine which one of them moves on to the finals. Come on, make some noise for these ladies!
Both ladies get wet, so the score remains the same. Now they'll rest up for the eliminator.
It took so much to get here to begin with. After all the bumps in the road, just even be in shape to be able to do this has been so much. And I'm not ready to lose. I'm not gonna do it. I'm going to those finals. I'm going.
Up next for the men, 30 feet and 2 gladiators. This is Pyramid.
The men have just one challenge to complete before they run the eliminator. This is Pyramid. It's 10 points to the first contender to claw their way to the top. Okay, Evan, you've got a 10-point lead coming into this event. But the last time you faced the Pyramid, brother, you were scoreless. How are you going to bank some points before you hit that awesome eliminator, dude?
You know what? It's true. Wolf totally laid me out the last 10 seconds of that Pyramid. Helmet came off. I was totally disoriented. I just got to move. Got to be faster this time. Got to get to the top before these guys can get a hand on me.
Brother, how much faster can you be? The other events, you were like lightning. We couldn't even see you. You're going to go faster than that?
Dude, I'm going as fast as I can. The same way that I went up the wall, same way I'm going to go up this Pyramid.
All right, brother. Anthony, you're down 10 points. You need to make some points here.
Yeah, Hulk, you know, I'm just going to try to be elusive. Maybe tangle them up and just do my best to work to the top of that Pyramid and hit that buzzer and give these people a nice pyrotechnics display.
I love that positive attitude. But guys, don't start counting your points yet. First, meet the gladiators looking to rip you down. Evan, you'll be facing justice. And Anthony, looking down on you is mayhem.
The contenders ready!
Contenders ready!
Gladiators ready!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
Welcome back to Gladiator Arena, where the men are about to take on the Pyramid.
Are the contenders ready?
Contenders ready!
Gladiators ready!
Oh yeah! Oh yeah!
3, 2, 1!
10 points to the first contender to the top. 5 points if either contender can get into the scoring zone.
Where you going? Where you going? Oh, where you going? What the suit? Come on, dog. Where you going, dog? Where you going, dog?
Mayhem just abusing Anthony. Evan has yet to challenge Justice. Oh, there goes Anthony. He might have a chance here.
Can't help him, Justice.
He got 5 points, but Mayhem grabbed him right at the last second. Oh, Evan with the last ditch effort.
climbing. He's got five.
But Justice recovered to deny him of the 10 points.
Terrifying feeling, because like you're running as soon as you know that you got past your gladiator. It's like all out fear, adrenaline, like he can't catch me, don't catch me, don't catch me, don't catch me. Ah, he got me.
I felt like I didn't pay my bookie and he sent some guy to throw me down a flight of stairs, you know? That is unbelievably hard. You have nothing in your legs once you go down to try to get back up, and the gladiators are so long, so big, they just get one of the big paws on you and you come back down, you know?
With five events in the books, it's a 10-point lead, and that translates into a five-second head start in the eliminator for Evan. This is it. It all comes down to this. It's win or go home. It's the semifinals. It's eliminator.
Now it's all or nothing time for Shanae and Cian as they prepare to tackle the beast. This is the eliminator, the ultimate test of strength and speed. The winner here earns their spot in the finals. At stake, $100,000, a 2008 Toyota Sequoia, and best of all, a chance to come back as an American Gladiator next season. Okay, now, Shanae, you're out in front. You have a 5-point lead. That gives you a 2.5-second head start. Do you think that's enough to beat CN out there?
I think that's enough. We both had the same time going in. I'm ready, I'm energized, and I'm gonna blast through it.
Now, CN, you're a little bit behind, and you had a little bit of trouble last time out there with the hand bike. Do you think that you're gonna do anything differently this time around?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a rough time this time around, and I'm gonna hold on to that hand bike tight, but there's a great crowd out here tonight, and I know they're gonna be cheering loud, and that's gonna get me through.
All right, well, I know this is gonna be a good one. I'll see you guys at the finish line. Good luck, ladies.
Shanae, you will go on my first whistle. Cian, you will go on my second whistle. Are the contenders ready? Three, two, one.
This is it. The winner advances to the finals. The loser goes home and sees her dream of becoming an American Gladiator disappear. Right now, they are neck and neck as they begin the 30-foot climb up the cargo net. Don't forget now, both of these ladies posted identical times of 2 minutes, 22 seconds in their first round run of the Eliminator, as Shanae gets to the top first. Shanae off the barrel roll and onto the grueling hand bike. Oh, Shanae drops down. This could be an opportunity for Cian. If she can make it all the way across on that hand bike, she can make up some lost time. Shanae down the balance beam. Cian doing a great job. Oh, yes, outstanding for Cian to make it all the way across on the hand bike. Cian still has a chance, but Shanae trying to hold on to keep her gladiator dreams alive. Now for the menacing travelator for Shanae. This is the great equalizer. She's got it within her grasp. Cian hopes she slips, but Shanae keeps her feet. Shanae will advance to the finals.
Shanae, you did it! 151! You were so much faster this time!
I'm just so very thankful. My prayers were pumping strong, and I made it through. All I could see was that wall. And I wanted to finish first.
You did, girl, and you were confident from the beginning. You won. You were going to the finals. How does it feel?
It feels phenomenal. I'm so pumped. My dad is here cheering me on.
Let's hear it for Shanae!
As CN finishes what she started, Shanae enjoys a victory hug from her dad and becomes the first contender to make it to the finals, moving one step closer to the grand prize. CN's family congratulates her as well on an incredible run as a great contender.
I really could have used the money. I really could have used it, which is a bummer. But the competition alone can drive you and push you to do more than you ever thought you could.
The course is ready. The fire is set. The eliminator awaits the men. Who will join Shanae in the finals? Find out next. It has all come down to this. The heat is on as the men take on the eliminator.
Now we find out which of our men will move on to our American Gladiator Finals. Evan, you built a 10-point lead, giving you a 5-second head start. That's a good lead for you, brother. You're really fast.
You know, I'm feeling good going to this event. You know, I finished in a minute 29 the first time around. I got that 5-second advantage, but I got to keep my head on straight, you know, maintain my composure, get to the finish line as fast as I can.
Well, brother, Anthony might be right on your tail, but Anthony, you're facing a guy who ran this thing 41 seconds faster than you last time in the Eliminator, and he gets a head start. How do you plan on making up the difference, brother?
You know what, Hulk? He's the Evanator. He was built for this, you know? They should rename the event after him. But I ran the New York City Marathon in November, and my training partner, Kevin White, I left him at the 20-mile mark, and he told me, run your own race and try to be perfect. And that's what I'm going to do here tonight, and the best man will win.
Guys, we've all been looking forward to this one. You are both one Eliminator triumph away from advancing to the finals. Good luck. Let's hear it for Anthony and Evan. Come on, guys. A Gladiator cheer. Let's hear it.
Evan, you will go on my first whistle. Anthony, you will go on my second whistle. Are the contenders ready?
Contenders ready.
3, 2, 1.
A 5-second head start for Evan could be big. I mean, he immediately scales that wall and already under the fiery surface in less than 10 seconds. Here comes Anthony. Boy, you hate to see either one of these contenders lose because both have been a joy to watch. Evan is flying up that neck. Already to the top. Oh, Anthony is falling behind. Evan onto the hand bike. In the first round, Evan made it all the way across. Let's see if he has the same upper body strength. Yes, he does. Anthony just now onto the barrel roll as Evan bounds up the pyramid. Anthony beginning to see his gladiator dream slip away. But Evan has the finals in his sight. Down the zip line for Evan, who not only has a chance to make it to the finals, but has a chance to beat his record time of 1:29. Look at Evan go. My goodness gracious, are you kidding me? Through the wall and done in 1:23 flat.
Unbelievable. You rule in the Gladiator Arena, guys. 6 seconds faster than your last time. That was a 1:23. You were like the roadrunner, brother, going through this thing. That was amazing. How do you feel, man?
Yeah, I'm absolutely exhausted. This is a grueling event, but I'm so excited. You know, I got my Aunt Susan here. She's here to root me on. Mom couldn't be here. You know, we wish that she was here to be here. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe she's out there looking at the Lord, being like, can we turn on NBC tonight and watch American Gladiator so I can see my son Rocket? My Aunt Susan here, I love that she's here in my stead. That was for both of them. I love you, Mom. I love you, Aunt Susan. That was a hard race. I loved it.
Well, brother, you are in the finals. You are one step closer to that $100,000 and being our new American Gladiator, dude. Your mom would be proud of you. Your whole family's proud of you, dude. The arena is rocking with your energy, dude. This is crazy, brother. We could say Evan Mania is going to the American Gladiator Finals. You're unbelievable, dude. Thank you. Let's hear it for Evan.
It's an incredible feeling to make it to the Final Four. I never thought that I would get this far. Yo, I knew it. It was just such a dream come true to be here in the first place. But now to actually be in the finals, I feel like a rock star. I'm awesome. I'm competing well. I'm getting better. And I think there's just a huge possibility that I can take this all now. Life isn't about the money you make or the letters behind your name. It's about the experiences that you have. And this experience, I feel like I'm a rich man because of it, you know, of the things I gained. So I'm going home happy.
Evan joins Shanae in the finals of American Gladiator. Both contenders prove they're anything but ordinary in our Toyota Sequoia winning moment. Here are the final eliminator times for Evan and Shanae as they secure a spot in the finals. One male and one female slot still open. Next week is overloaded with action as we find out who will join Evan and Shanae in our most explosive episode yet.
Bye-bye.
School teacher Alex Rye goes up against the preacher of pain.
That's what I'm talking about, Layla.
And the comeback kid, Venus Ramos, sees if she has what it takes to beat soccer mom Monica Carlson.
No.
Your favorite contenders are back.
It's not pretty bad. Look at me. I'm all beat up and bloody.
Who will win the biggest, baddest, and beefiest show on television?
That's a lot of man in one body.
One last night of semifinal action.
I'm going to crush her!
Woo! Coming at you. Five more events and the Eliminator to determine who will make it to the finals. Next Monday at 8, 7 Central.